Hello and welcome to Northwestern Exposure, a weekly look at whole systems approaches to issues affecting individuals and communities in the industrial world. I'm Paul Nelson. Today, a look at corporate responsibility and American history. Today, a look at what went horribly wrong with large corporations and how to fix that. This goes way beyond the wave of accounting scandals that hit Enron and other companies in the summer of 2002. Tom Hartman is not anti-business. He has started a few corporations of his own. He has taken time to look at how corporations became so dominant at what he says is at the expense of human rights. The author of Unequal Protection, The Rise of Corporate Dominance and the Theft of Human Rights, Tom says corporations were not considered people until the twisting of a Supreme Court ruling just after the Civil War.
Up until 1886, corporations didn't have access to that because they weren't persons. And because they weren't voters, most states had laws that said that if a representative of a corporation tried to talk to a politician about corporate business, it was a felony. They could go to jail. It was called undue influence, or it was called bribery.
Corporations with civil rights was not what the founders of this country had in mind. Tom Hartman says there are potential solutions to this mistake.
The first is to wake people up to the fact that the Supreme Court never said corporations are persons and should have human rights under the Bill of Rights. They never said that. They have never said that. They didn't say that in 1886. They haven't said it since then. No legislature has ever said that. And in fact, the vast majority of American presidents have warned against that.
In Unequal Protection, The Rise of Corporate Dominance and the Theft of Human Rights, Tom Hartman makes a compelling case for fixing one of the biggest mistakes this country ever made, and one we are all paying the price for every day. Our program begins in a moment. A fascinating hour of radio. Thanks for tuning in.